The Supreme Court has decided for now not to hear arguments in a case over whether the government should make public records on buyers and sellers of guns used in crimes. Weeks before the Supreme Court was scheduled to hear the case, Congress barred the government from spending any money to release the records. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
The city of Chicago is one of the cities suing the gun industry over practices it says lead to crime and death, especially among young people. To make its case, Chicago wants the names of buyers and sellers of guns used in crimes, and it wants the names of people who buy two or more guns within 5 days. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms keeps this information, but it is only willing to give Chicago data for the city itself, not for the rest of the country. So Chicago sued for the national data under the Freedom of Information Act. Larry Rosenthal, Chicago's attorney, says yesterday's Supreme Court action doesn't deter him.
Litigation is just like baseball. The only thing that matters is who's ahead after the ninth inning.
Chicago won in the lower courts, and the government appealed to the Supreme Court. But earlier this month, Congress headed things off. George Nethercutt, a Republican congressman from Washington State, wrote a provision in a spending bill that bars the ATF from spending money to release the data. It passed on a voice vote. Yesterday, the Supreme Court said it wouldn't hear the Chicago case until a lower court considers whether and how Congress's action affects the case. Congressman Nethercutt said he didn't intend to undercut the Supreme Court. He said he wanted to ensure it didn't act too hastily.
I think if we hadn't done this, there may have been some rush to judgment or some pressure felt by the Supreme Court to make a decision sooner as opposed to in a deliberate fashion. I felt that preserving the status quo was the most common sense thing to do.
Nethercutt agrees with the Bush administration and the National Rifle Association that the names of buyers and sellers of guns should be private. And he agrees releasing data on guns used in crimes would hinder crime investigations. Matt Rosenchuk, litigation director of the Violence Policy Center, which advocates gun control, says what has happened here reflects the power of the gun lobby. He notes Nethercutt has received significant support from the NRA.
Here you have a congressman with an A-plus NRA rating slipping an appropriations rider into a massive omnibus appropriations bill less than 2 weeks ago that is designed to cut the city of Chicago's case off at the knees.
For its part, the NRA says the Supreme Court did the reasonable thing in light of what Congress just did. Stephen Holbrook is the NRA's lawyer.
We were looking forward to the Supreme Court deciding this issue on the merits. We think that the pertinent provisions of the Gun Control Act simply disallow this information being public.
Obrelia Smith believes the records should be public. Her daughter, Salada, was killed in a drive-by shooting by young members of the Vice Lords, a Chicago street gang, on the city's west side in 1997. Her lawyers haven't been able to find out how one of the guns that killed her daughter, a Tech DC-9, got into the hands of a 15-year-old boy.
That information is needed, needs to be made available, and it should not be hidden.
Now, there's no telling when this question will be resolved. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.